Thank you, Mr. Chair. As the NPT regime faces serious challenges, robust non-proliferation efforts by the international community as a whole are imperative. To this end, Japan supports the strengthening of the IAEA safeguard system and of export controls. Chair, there is no doubt that NPT continues to be the cornerstone of the global nuclear non-proliferation regime, and that international safeguard system is fundamental for its success. We need to strengthen the effectiveness and improve the efficacy of the IAEA safeguards so that the agency can convincingly verify that all nuclear materials and technologies are used only for peaceful purposes. In this regard, we believe that additional protocol along with a comprehensive safeguard agreement should be the safeguard standards for the NPT. Japan once again calls on all states that have not yet done so to conclude a CSA, an AP, and where relevant, the modified small quantity protocols as soon as possible. Japan will continuously strive to enhance its assistance to other states in this regard, in close cooperation with the IAEA and with AP friends in Vienna. Chair, North Korea is intensifying its nuclear and missile activities and is flagrantly challenging the international non-proliferation regime, including the NPT. Japan is deeply concerned with the continuing serious threat North Korea poses to the NPT regime. Japan believes that the preparatory committee should send a robust message to the North Korea and the international community on the following points. Number one, reaffirming our unwavering commitment to the goal of North Korea's complete, verifiable, and irreversible dismantlement of its nuclear weapons, any other existing weapons of mass destruction, and ballistic missiles of all ranges, as well as related programs. Number two, calling upon all members of the international community to uphold non-proliferation regimes and fully implement all relevant United Nations Security Council resolutions. And point number three, strongly urging North Korea to return at an early date to full compliance with the NPT and IAEA safeguards. On the Islamic Republic of Iran, Japan reiterates its support for the non-proliferation objectives of the JCPOA. Japan remains deeply concerned that the IAEA has not been able to perform verification and monitoring activities under the JCPOA, and Iran's stockpiles of highly enriched uranium are steadily increasing. Japan is also deeply concerned about the outstanding safeguards issues. Japan once again urges Iran to fully cooperate with the IAEA. With regard to Syria, Japan reiterates its call to Syria to cooperate fully with the IAEA to dispel the concerns of the international community. While Japan will elaborate its position under Cluster 3 on the precarious situations on nuclear safety and security in Ukraine as a result of the Russian Federation's aggression and actions, Japan commends the IAEA for continuing to implement safeguards in Ukraine in accordance with Ukraine's CSA and AP. Japan takes note of the IAEA Director General's report stating that, based on the evaluation of all safeguards relevant information available, the IAEA did not find any indication that would give rise to a proliferation concern. Regarding naval nuclear propulsion, Japan considers it crucially important to maintain and strengthen the nuclear non-proliferation regime. Japan expresses its support for the work of the IAEA in accordance with its statutory mandate and the safeguards agreements and additional protocols of parties concerned. Japan also emphasizes the importance of preserving the IAEA's independence and technical authority in its safeguards implementation. Mr. Chair, export controls significantly contribute to our shared objective of nuclear non-proliferation and promoting peaceful uses. Japan encourages all states to further strengthen national export controls in alignment with existing multilateral guidelines, such as the NSG guidelines and Zanga Committee trigger list. Japan is fully committed to export controls, including NSG and other multilateral export control regimes. Japan has been also will continue to assist other states in the Indo-Pacific and other regions to enhance implementation of AU Security Council Resolution 1540. Japan reaffirms its determination to further elaborate export control systems. On nuclear security, together with nuclear safety and safeguards, is an important foundation for the peaceful use of nuclear energy. We appreciate the tireless work of the co-presidents, Australia and Kazakhstan, on the ICONS 2024 held in Vienna in this May. And Japan expressed its strong support for the statement of the co-chairs. Chair, I conclude my statement with the unequivocal, unchanged, and clear adherence of my government to the three non-nuclear principles, under which the introduction of nuclear weapons are not permitted. I thank you, Chair.